means as we creep towards 11:30 every Saturday on 5FM, this is what we do.
TikTok O'Clock on the Top 40 on 5 with Nick Archbold.
And this gives me an opportunity to celebrate a bit of TikTok, celebrate a bit of the trends. You know, I think also Instagram Reels have really made an impact in the short form video format. No, nowhere near to TikTok though, let's be honest with ourselves. But certainly across the two platforms, we're noticing more and more creators use this short format not only to market themselves, but to market them influencers, baby. Come on! Anyway, what I do here is take you through the trendiest of trending sounds, things that are happening on the app and within the app, and how that is impacting our lives as we know it, right? So what I wanted to start off with, and now, can you please tell me if you know the artist of this song? Because I can't find it. There's too many songs that have these lyrics. I spent about 3 hours yesterday searching this. So if you know the artist to this song, I would love that from you, but it's trending right now on TikTok. It's called Dancing in the Dark, and people are using this as like a photo editing effect. You know, when photos slide from left, right, center, up, down, all through, and lovely and stuff like that. Mostly to celebrate Dithemba. Take a listen. I mean, I know you know this because I definitely know this song, right? But I have no idea who sings it, who the artist is. The closest I got was Tiesto, and it's not Tiesto. So if you can find that for me, I'd love that. Thank you, my darlings. 0825505151. So that one's all over TikTok like a rash, particularly with photos and all those beautiful things. The next one I want to take you through is probably my favorite thing that has happened on TikTok in 2022. I know it's early days, but we can take it, right? So there is this Chinese-Irish creator called Stephen He. And he's an actor, influencer, famous YouTuber. Go check him out. That's Stephen with a V and He, H-E, also he, right? And he basically created this also almost video game of life. And he says this funny thing, this funny catchphrase that I'm not going to repeat now because he's going to say it for us. But I love it. It's titled, no, I'm not going to give you the title. Take a listen.
The enemy's tough ahead. High school. Oh, bluff, 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 bluff. Yeah, I just got back from college. Oh, where did you go? Harvard.
Emotional damage!
The emotional damage part was then taken by TikTok creators because they're just so brilliant, and they made this.
But if you close your
emotional eyes. Damage! Emotional damage! Emotional!
I love it too much. Emotional damage! I'm gonna play it one more time just because I like it.
But if you close
your emotional eyes. Damage!
Emotional damage!
Emotional!
It's just too brilliant. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to keep this alongside me. Whenever something hectic happens that we just can't handle here on the show or on the 5 Takeover, whenever I am on air, this is what we'll play.
But if you close your
emotional damage.
And we'll just go through it together, okay? To celebrate this trend that's going on TikTok right now, I thought we could play one of the best songs ever made by Bastille. It was released quite a while back. It's called Pompeii, and you'll recognize it from that emotional damage, and we absolutely love it. It's a top 40 on 5. Let's get it.
I was a-